Welcome. This is the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, also known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. In the news this week, what does it take to turn around a failing school? Coming up, I'll talk with Leanne Buntrock, Executive Director of the Darden Curry Partnership for Leaders in Education. She'll explain Darden's unique collaboration with the UVA Curry School of Education that's helping some of the country's most troubled school systems. But first, Darden is heading to Asia. Darden School of Business Dean Bob Bruner will host admissions receptions in Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Singapore. He'll visit corporations and meet with international media outlets. As part of his time there, he'll also accompany members of the Darden Executive MBA Class of 2011. The group will visit Shanghai and Beijing for what's known as an international residency. Earlier, I spoke with Barbara Millar, Assistant Dean of the Darden Executive MBA program. She shared what the students will do there and how the experience will benefit them.
Scott Price, in the class of 1990, will be hosting us in Shanghai, and it's a site visit to Walmart. You know, he's the CEO of Walmart Asia, and he'll be having a set of guides show us what a Walmart in China looks like, because it looks quite different than the United States, to give the students a cultural experience in kind of this discounted retail space.
The group will go on to attend the 2010 World Expo. It began in Shanghai in May and continues through October. The group will join the millions who have already visited the World Fair, including foreign leaders. They will also meet with faculty at Darden's partner school, the Chong Kong Graduate School of Business, a leading English-speaking business school in Beijing. The experience equips students with a new view on how to conduct business on an international level.
If it's been their first visit to China, they come back with a really altered perspective of what that part of the world is like. We put in front of them world-class faculty from the Chong Kong Graduate School of Business, who is our partner over there. And they learn about marketing and strategy and religion and culture and finance and kind of this whole idea of what is happening in China. And they, of course, have this exposure with these faculty. Then in addition to that, they have site visits and cultural immersion. But I think that the thing we hear most about the experience is they have been surprised and delighted by the genuineness of the Chinese people.
Students also will hear from Mr. Jerry Peng, Executive Director of Goldman Sachs and member of the Darden Class of 2003. This is the first time that Darden alumni have been involved in the program. Dean Bruner will also make a surprise announcement while there. Tune in next week to find out what that is. Now from graduate business education to students of a much younger set, distinguished educators Haim Escalante and Joe Lewis Clark were immortalized in the movies Stand and Deliver and Lean on Me. These were school leaders who, against all odds, helped inner-city youth and students from the barrio reach higher academic standards. A Darden program that lifts poor-performing schools has made great gains, and now coordinators have their sights set on creating more Haim Escalantes and Joe Clarks. Leanne Buntrock, Executive Director of the Darden Curry Partnership for Leaders in Education, joins us now with more on this partnership between Darden and the Curry School of Education to really help turn around failing schools. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, take us to the beginning, if you would. What were some of the first school districts where PLE started working to turn things around?
It was initially launched in Florida, I believe in Palm Beach County or Broward County, Florida, the partnership was established, and this executive education was provided to education leaders in South Florida as a result of funding from the CEO of Citrix, a former Darden alum, Mark Templeton. He stepped up and said, you know, if you guys will deliver this program, I will provide the funding because I recognize the importance of, you know, quality education for my business. Almost immediately after the partnership had been established and that work began in South Florida, our then-governor, Mark Warner, came up with this idea of creating a turnaround specialist program so that we could turn around low-performing schools in the same way that turnaround leaders, you know, help to turn around major corporations. Mm. And so in 2004, the UVA School Turnaround Specialist Program was launched, and that began here in Virginia. It started with a cohort of 10 schools, 7 districts, and also collaboration with the Virginia Department of Education.
And from Virginia to Florida to other states around the globe, you've really seen some great gains. Can you tell me about Cincinnati in particular?
We're extremely excited about what has happened in Cincinnati because we began working with 16 schools in Cincinnati last summer. And we just received results, student achievement results from their summative assessment, the test that the kids take at the end of the year. And what we found is that 13, after 1 year in the program, 13 of those 16 schools saw significant gains in student achievement. Five, and we think maybe six of those 16 schools actually made adequate yearly progress. It's a measure under No Child Left Behind that's utilized, actually made adequate yearly progress for the first time ever in the history of the school. And along with that, Ohio has a statewide school report card. Mm-hmm. And those schools jumped two levels on the Ohio State report card. And, you know, having that number of schools within one district is unprecedented in the state of Ohio.
Clearly a significant change and one that's very exciting. Now, what are some of the main components that you think drive that success?
What we do is very different in that. What a lot of turnaround providers focus on is school leadership, and that is not a bad thing. There are a number of organizations that are actually doing that very well. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we know is you absolutely have to have a strong leader in place in order to, you know, really successfully turn a school around.
Right. But it certainly takes a village.
It certainly does mm-hmm. take a village. And so, and again, back to this issue of, you know, implementing a competency-based selection process. So we don't select the leaders. We help the district do that. And during the course of the 2 years, we actually work with the district so that they build that internal capacity themselves. So at the end of 2 years, if they decide not to work with us again, typically they do, but if they decide not to work with us again, now they have the capacity to move forward and utilize that process for development of a talent pipeline, for future hiring, and they can use that process not only for the hiring of turnaround leaders, but turnaround teachers, other leaders, other staff members, you know, within the system.
Yes, because they have that formula in place now.
Right.
Well, thank you very much again for being here. Leanne Buntrock, Executive Director of the Darton Curry Partnership for Leaders in Education.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darton Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darton's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make it a great weekend and have a productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darton.virginia.edu. Darton Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.